Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Senate has sent President Biden a package of bills to avert a partial federal government shutdown at midnight tonight.
The yeas are 75, the nays are 22. The motion is agreed to.
A National Guard helicopter has crashed in Texas near the border with Mexico. One official says it appears two people are dead. A United Airlines flight made an emergency landing at Los Angeles International Airport in past hours after reports of a complete hydraulic failure that would mean the systems the cockpit crew uses to control the airplane. Warming up a rally in the Philadelphia suburb Wallingford for her husband, First Lady Jill Biden.
As if our democracy is on the line, because it is. We must reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
The Republican National Committee has voted to install Donald Trump's handpicked leadership team. Wall Street major indexes closed lower. This is ABC News. Next month, it will be 25 years since the tragic Columbine shooting.
Weeks after a teenager was arrested in Ontario, California, accused of plotting an attack on his school inspired by the 1999 Columbine shooting, a law enforcement bulletin obtained by ABC News warns police nationwide to be on alert because there is concern given the current threat environment and the ongoing epidemic of shootings at the Columbine anniversary could prompt would-be attackers to commit copycat shootings. Columbine is considered to be the massacre that began the modern era of mass shootings. Alex Stone, ABC News.
We're just 2 days away from the 96th Academy Awards. The red carpet is already out for Hollywood's biggest night. New start time for this year's Oscars. The show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC TV. Jimmy Kimmel hosts. A new report released by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that this has been the warmest winter on record for all lower 48 states of the U.S. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll headline a campaign event in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The White House is saying no more than he'll take part in political events. The general election is underway for all intents and purposes. Biden and Donald Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One of Wisconsin's largest lobbying groups is appealing a ruling that says that the State Department of Natural Resources can require large livestock farms to get wastewater permits before they pollute local waters. Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce's legal team sued the DNR on behalf of two large farms last year. They say that requiring large-scale farms to get the permits is burdensome regulation. Earlier this year, a judge ruled that the DNR does have broad authority to require wastewater permits. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin heads to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team wraps up their regular season schedule with a tough matchup against number 3 ranked Purdue in Indiana. Tip-off time Sunday at 12:30. The Badgers finally with a win last night, 78-66, over Rutgers at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
There wasn't a lot of set calls, and that's what you have to do against that type of defense is, you know, we run a little ball screen motion, but most time we were coming scattered.
The Badgers women's hockey team in Minneapolis to face Minnesota. Minnesota in the final faceoff tourney. The Badgers' Kirsten Sims named the WCHA Player of the Year. Baseball, Brewers beating the White Sox 8-2. So what's the key to success in the major leagues?
Don't make it about you. Always make it about the other person or make it about other people. Don't make it about you. Don't let your mind go there. Your job, your pay, your next promotion, your next job. Just keep your head down. That would be my advice. Be passionate.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear sky tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back and a little warmer. Highs near 45. Near 50 degrees with sunshine for Sunday. The warm-up continues through the early and mid part of next week as high temperatures warm to the mid and upper 60s. Currently 40 degrees.
Tune in for a big Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll take your phone calls. We'll give you all the headlines. Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 statewide.
Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, with everything lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Welcome back. We have been neglecting the text line here because Nick and Caitlin are rudely distracting me talking about their awesome film festival. From the 920, Christy says, why is it so dark in there? Christy's watching. Conrad, why is it so dark in here?
Well, what I said to her is, I said, it's called Nightlight for a reason, right?
Okay,
right?
Fair enough. Oh, you have your light off, too, though.
Yeah. Computer monitor lighting. Okay. I'm in the dark.
Yeah, Nick's not even on camera.
Nick's a vampire.
So. Snuggle in here, Nick.
See if I have the light on. The reflection off the glass is just...
Oh, nobody needs brutal. To see me anyway. It's fine.
Oh, stop. Also, Christy, tell Bill or Taylor to turn the lights up. The Tarleton is the coolest. Two separate thoughts. She's talking about Bill Clinton and Taylor Swift. She thinks I'm friends with both of them. We're not tight, I'll say that. And I've never been to the Tarleton, so I will take your word for it, though. Christy has her finger on the pulse of everything in Green Bay. I have no doubt she's telling the truth. Shout out to Tarl.
Did he
name himself after the theater, or did the theater?
I think he was born and named before the theater was a thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. No, the Tarl Knight is the proprietor of the theater with some partners.
Right.
And they did name it the Tarleton in his honor.
In his stead, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Certainly his right. If he's the owner, he
can call
it whatever
you want. At least that's what he told us.
Well, and he's got a lot of irons in the fire, too. I'm sure you've talked to people that are playing at the tracks. That's also part of kind of the Tarleton family of businesses. So, and more to come.
I have not, but introduce me. I want to have more people in here.
Absolutely.
We'll talk live entertainment. So that would be really cool.
Don't get Tarl on the mic. You'll never.
Oh, really?
He'll never come off.
I'll just mute it.
In the best way.
Well, you just have him come do a live set. Mm-hmm. He's a fantastic musician as well. Yeah. So,
Oh, good to know. I'm learning a lot about Green Bay in my tenure here. Luckily, we're on statewide, and I do know some stuff about other parts of the state. And
right.
I'm learning about Green Bay. So, all right, Christy, this is the 608. Unfortunately, we cannot make the film festival tomorrow, but great show from Aunt Carla and Cousin Connie. Thanks, you guys, for listening.
Thank you.
They always have great texts.
And see us next time.
Yeah,
Carla.
Come to the female's perspective. Mm-hmm. From the 818, Bridget says, I watch the Oscars every year. I love the glamour, dress, hair, makeup. All right.
Second
I heard
that.
They even have movies there.
Sometimes.
I don't know. And then we're going to go back here. Nick, you got to explain your wrestling stuff. And Papa Rico says, okay, so now that we've got all the technological advances of a colonoscopy in order, I got to say. Papa, you're using voice text, I think. They could make the box just a little bigger. Oh, I get. That's a pretty good joke there, Papa Rico. He made a joke about using his cat's litter box to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my.
And
with the Indiana Jones theme, right?
With the I hope that would be a Rocky theme song type thing for me if I could aim that well. I mean, seriously, why am I using a cake spatula? Does that mean he's giving himself a colonoscopy? I don't know what's going on in that house.
And this is why I asked about your delay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Or lack thereof. All right, Nick, before we give away some tickets, you have to explain your wrestling history here. Green Bay Llama says, I'm supposed to ask you about professional wrestling.
So thank you, Jason, or Green Bay Llama. The history for me, like I was an actor in high school, and I was always principal cast in our musical programs. And when I graduated, I was set up to go to a technical college where they didn't have a theater program.
Right.
So I was like personally devastated and looking for anything else. And instead of finding community theater, I found a local company called All Star Championship Wrestling that was producing a late night professional wrestling TV show.
Okay.
They would shoot at UWGB. They would shoot at the Watering Hole Tavern. All over. They went down towards like Kiel and Manitowoc. So they were really popular regionally and made TV for a couple of years. Well, they were looking for camera people. So I had went onto their message boards at the time. You know, this is, 2003. So, bulletin boards and whatnot. I'm out there and I'm like,
Was the internet around? Then?
Oh, man, barely. I was doing my homework on floppy diskettes still. But they invited me, come on in, run hard cam, run a camera tripod. And, 3-4 years in, I would show up extra days on the weekends. They'd throw me around a little bit, train me how to, not injure myself if someone were to, throw me around. Because let's be honest, folks. You want to call it fake, it hurts like hell.
I believe that.
You're definitely getting hit. You're definitely getting thrown to the ground. I had my 7-year-old in a ring a couple of weeks ago and gave her a body slam. She wasn't happy.
Is that a punishment of some sort? Or just...
No, she says, Dad, I want to do this when I get bigger. I'm like, all right, let's go learn.
Show you how it really
That's
goes.
How they did it for me. But yeah, so wow. I spent probably 10 years or so under the name of Nick Sintowski.
Nice.
Borrowed the last name from a good friend of mine that works at the TV station.
You went
station.
Polish for the wrestling.
Yep.
Okay.
And for some reason, the fans in the audience, it was like an inside joke. They determined I was from Saskatchewan. So like when I would be announced, Nick Sintowski, the audience would go, from Saskatchewan. So I had like this whole backstory and everything that I never actually used, but I researched. I made my character.
Very nice, dude. That's pretty. I think you're better off being in the film game here than...
Well, and that's
less
the thing is
a serious injury.
You know, butterfly effect of me going from theater to running a camera to being a referee and a manager and right. and now, I'm in entertainment full time and on the board for the film festival. It's just like you never know what's going to come from taking a little chance at something that seems small. Seems
one of the beautiful
barely
things
relevant,
about life.
Right?
That's so great. Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're better off. Teach your kid about film rather than
yes.
all that nonsense.
Oh, she wants to be a YouTuber now. So.
Oh, yeah.
We all do. Yeah.
That's, they're going to put us all out of business. So let's do, we're going to do a giveaway here. My guests are Nick Watier and Caitlin Schuchart from the Green Bay Film Festival. Nick is the treasurer, not embezzling, and Caitlin is here to oversee that doesn't happen. She is the festival director. So we're going to play a clip. And then the first person that texts and gets the clip, guesses the clip right, gets four free passes for tomorrow's screening of the Green Bay Film Festival. And the theme is Indigenous films. So, hey, listen, folks, my theory is if it's free, it's me. So get ready. Conrad is going to play a clip. The first one that texts in. Should we do stream or text, Conrad?
Yeah, both. Both
Either
will
one.
Work.
Whoever comes through first. Can guess the guesses the clip will get the four passes. So let's play that clip and see where we get.
Good tune, man.
I don't think so. Yeah, here we go.
I don't.
This song sucks.
I can hear it.
Oh yeah.
You can do it just by sound.
Talk about lame.
Totally.
So you can
change it if you want.
I don't care. It's up to you.
I can live with it if you can.
Suit yourself.
Classic. Caitlin is singing, lip syncing.
I know it well.
I love you.
All right, we'll wait and see what kind of. Boy, the text line blows up, and then we have a. Nobody knows the movie, maybe, Conrad.
I think we stumped them.
I knew it just by just by the sound.
You
come
already,
on,
you
people.
Already get
come
cops,
on, film people.
You get in free?
We can drop some hints in there that the voices. Mm. I definitely heard Farley. Oh,
okay, Chris Farley is one of the actors.
Yeah, and
David Spade.
Spade was in there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we that doesn't tell you guys.
No,
then.
We could do a different.
I mean, Farley and Spade could be like four different movies
that's
from that.
True.
That's true. But the song.
That's very true.
The best of those. Yeah. Movie.
And Karen Carpenter passed away this week, which
oh,
they had
was that
in
this week?
No, I'm sorry. She passed away years
okay,
ago.
Okay,
the anniversary of her death.
Okay.
She finally passed
it took
away.
Me down.
All right, let's do one more. Let's try an easier one, Conrad. If maybe one of the ones we gave
you
Dom.
Have a wizard editor in there whipping clips together.
We have them
for
at
us.
The ready. We give quizzes all the time
okay.
to our guests.
I'm like, no pressure here, Conrad. Just
yeah.
Who hired you? I do not know. An envelope of cash showed up at my apartment yesterday with a news clip and a throb is dead.
An envelope. That worked.
An envelope of cash.
Don't say in the mic.
Somebody suspects foul play and goes through this high-chair dance of hiring me, of staying anonymous. It makes no damn sense. Compels me, though.
This isn't an easy one, I don't think.
Not for me, at least.
Yeah.
Sorry, did
I? If I could text in, I would have texted.
Conrad's
yeah.
trying to stump people.
Caitlin, would you like to win tickets to your own festival?
Let's do a very.
If it means that I am the smartest film master in this town, then yes.
Let's do a very easy one and see if someone gets. Maybe people just have like that's got to be frustrating. You hear it, you know it, but you already have plans.
Sure.
You can give the tickets to someone else.
Though. Yeah.
All right. So you got another. Do like. Do like one from Caddyshack or something.
Well, I think that just gave it away. But...
I know.
All right, so I will do a very easy one right
okay.
now.
On the Great Red Rhino.
What? Yeah.
On the Great Red Rhino.
What?
On the Great Bambino. Oh.
Okay, now I got it. There we go.
Who's that?
That's a great one.
What?
I had no idea who they were talking about.
What did you say?
What, were you born in a barn, man?
Yeah, what planet are you from?
Yeah.
But there was no way I could let them know.
You never heard of Salted a Swat?
The Titan of Terror.
The Colossus of Clout?
The Colossus of Clout. The King of Crash, man.
So, I lied.
Oh, yeah, the Great Bambino. Of course. I thought you said the Great Bambi.
That wimpy deer?
Yeah, I guess. Sorry.
Yeah, anyway, Scott, that's Timmy and Tommy Timmons. Mike Squints Pelladors.
We have a winner.
We got one?
Alan McLennan, we call him Yeah Yeah.
Yay!
Bertram Grover Weeks.
Hooray!
Kenny DeNunes.
Unfortunately. It's Conrad's dad from Key West, Florida.
Oh, thanks, Conrad's dad.
If let's do this. If anyone wants to go to or is available,
if they can't do
I
tomorrow,
should go.
Yeah, we've got
other stuff.
Way more
up.
Of that. Yeah, we've got something in April. We come back September, October, November. So,
but if you want to go, Conrad's dad, I'm sure would graciously scalp the tickets for a nice tidy profit.
Yeah, no, I mean.
He would give the tickets to someone so we can. See
that's fine.
Text
in. You just give us the name. We'll have it. We'll call.
That's so great. All right. You guys, so much fun. Thank you so much. And plan on being here.
Plan on me taking over your feed next time you do a movie quiz. And I'm going to win all. I'm going to win all the tickets.
You were
betting
1,000 here tonight, weren't you? Yeah.
I pride myself. So.
Okay. Very good. We got to get to coming up next. Hey, we got more independent film talk. Maybe this guy will have a film in your
That'd
festival.
That'd be great.
So Nick and Caitlin, thanks so much. We'll
Thank
see
you
guys again
Thank
soon.
You.
This is Nightlight with
Happy
Peach
Friday.
Lava. Happy Friday. We rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights
when everything goes. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you always wanted to paint? Well, now's your chance as Link's Tome of Adventures in Chippewa Falls is hosting a painting workshop. The best part? All skill levels are invited. Unleash your inner artist on Thursday, March 14th from 3 to 7. All supplies are provided too. The first day of spring is right around the corner, March 19th, and if it has you thinking about your garden, you may want to learn how and why to grow organic vegetables. Sunbow Farm on Langdale Road in Eau Claire is hosting special classes every Wednesday through the end of the month. Find more information at sunbowfarm.com. If you're more into gazing at the stars, the planetarium inside Phillips Science Hall at UW Eau Claire is open to the public March 14th, starting at 7. Learn more about the night sky and ask your questions too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
So, we had a winner, but it might be considered too much of an inside job. I don't know. What do you think, K-Man?
You think I just texted my dad real quick there?
I don't know.
Dad, quick answer.
Oh, you could take the tickets. He could give them to you. You got the same last name. They never know the difference.
I'll take four tickets for myself.
But I don't want to give the idea that there was any impropriety here. No. That was just that was great though. Thank you, Steve. Great guess. Great movie too. All three.
Great movie.
Tommy Boy, Sandlot, Knives and, Out.
Yeah, Knives Out.
So much
fun. Might have been a little hard of a guess, but I love that movie, so I had to play it.
You know, I think I sent you that clip, and I didn't even know what the heck it was. I was just looking for a clip from Knives Out the other day because it was Daniel Craig's birthday, and I had to ask Caitlin what that was, and she's like, oh, it's Knives Out. Okay, so coming up soon, we're going to have, do we have our next guest? Our next guest is
he's on the phone.
Oh, he is. Okay, well, why don't we play the trailer to his film? This is called, all right, our next guest is named Robert Luff. He's a director. His film, A Time to Die, is going to premiere at the Overture Center in Madison on March 29th. And it is a zombie apocalypse horror comedy is what it's being called. And why don't we play the trailer, give people a sense of it, then we'll bring Robert in.
In the year 2261, a zombie apocalypse has decimated the world.
Sergeant, you rally your soldiers and you hold that line.
Sir, you don't understand!
But just as humanity is about to be saved,
Gabrielle's on. You're under arrest for crimes against humanity.
Defeat is snatched from the mouth of victory.
What in hell?
I am Dr. Richard Marks, and I teleported you from the future.
It's up to a soldier that's part human, part zombie.
Hi, Taz.
And a lone bounty hunter.
Jason.
One way or another, this conversation is done.
To save her squad.
Zahn said you'd be headed this way.
And all of mankind.
Soon I would have the army I need to make this world mine!
Oh, that's great. A Time to Die is the film, and joining us now, here on Nightlight, on this fabulous Friday night, is the director of the film, Robert Luff. Robert, hi.
Hi, Pete. Wow. Hearing that trailer, I got to go see this movie. It sounds pretty cool.
I would imagine, and maybe I'm wrong here, but that you're really sick of watching this movie, but maybe you're not.
Dude, I was thinking about this just last week. I have been working on, I've been editing it for like a year and a half now.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'm about ready to put it to bed. But I'm just so excited to show it off to people.
Now, who has seen it so far, Robert?
Well,
is this your
my
first
wife,
screening?
Well, this is my first public screening.
Okay.
We did test audiences, and that was a way, because I have seen it so much, there's a lot of things that I took for granted that people would go, oh, I wasn't understanding what was going on here. So
okay.
I was able to make corrections. But yeah, this is like the first public showing.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit, but... The cast I have is really top notch. I'm very excited for this group of actors, and we've got a lot to be proud of here.
That's so great. So, how did this come to? First of all, tell us a little bit about your background, Robert. Is this your first film? Is this your several in a series? What is this for you?
Okay, well, I worked in video games as a writer and a director for 25 years.
Okay.
And I worked on a bunch of different titles like Star Trek and X-Men Legends, Wolverine. I did a bunch of Call of Duties. And working on that stuff, you do what they call cinematics, where in between levels, you have a little story scenes. And I got into writing those, and that was so much fun. Once I finished my run as a game writer, I thought, you know what? I want to dip my toes into doing feature films because I had done a bunch of short films and I had a lot of fun with that. And so this is really my second feature. But this is the most recent one I've done. Yeah.
Okay. How different is it for you? I mean, working in video games and then you go through the feature length process, which takes forever with writing the script, pre-production, post. It's got to be so much different than what you're used to.
Oh, yeah. Working on AAA title games, I just write the script and then I go to LA and I work with the actors and I have sound engineers and artists and all these people who make it all work. Whereas because we're on a smaller budget, it's actually a $20,000 budget. A lot of it falls to me. So, you know, I had to learn a lot of stuff. While I've done sound editing, I've never done sound engineering. And so I have a buddy on the West Coast and I was always bugging him. Hey, how do you do this? How do you do that?
That's nice to have friends like that, that you can lean on when you dip your toe in a new water, you know?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So, what is your connection to, I assume you're from Madison, Robert, and how did you get the screening at the Overture Center? That seems like such a great venue for something like this.
Oh, yeah. The Overture is such a beautiful, beautiful place. Well, one of our producers actually works at the Overture, and so he talked to the right people, and here we are.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you have to get it approved, or do you book it? How does that work?
No, they were really cool about it. I think they trust the guy, Jono De Leon. He's really, really cool guy. He's a producer. He does lighting, and he's actually in the movie. And I think they trust him enough that, you know, they know this is going to be something good.
That's great. So how do people get tickets if they want to go? We're a couple weeks out, probably 3 weeks exactly, almost. How can people get tickets to go see the film?
Well, they can go online at jinxedfilms.com, J-Y-N-X-E-D films,
or
they can search for A Time to Die on Facebook, and that'll take you right to our webpage.
You can actually find an actual Time to Die on Facebook if you've spent enough time there, I think.
Yeah, you can.
So, you have a cameo in the film, Robert, someone who introduced us. How were you able to get Terry Barr in your film?
Well, my people talked with her people. There were a lot of contract negotiations. She was a tough get, but she was a big get.
Very difficult.
A sweetie. She's a sweetheart. Oddly enough, she plays a reporter. So, you know.
Wasn't too much of a stretch.
No. I was, because I'd known her, but I didn't know if she could act. And actually she wasn't acting. She was just playing a reporter and it was just, she did such a great job.
She's great. She comes on a lot on Friday nights. We just love her here. She's a nightlight bestie. But, I want to ask you about your locations and where you shot in Wisconsin. When we come back, can you hang for a couple minutes?
Sure.
All right. Beautiful. My guest is Robert Love. That's just the name. You have to go into filmmaking with a name like that, I think. The film is called...
Better Porn.
All right, I'm glad you made that joke. I make way too many jokes like that. The film is called A Time to Die. It's playing at the Overture Center. It's premiering at the Overture Center in Madison on March 29th. I've got a whole bunch more questions for Robert next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
And she can't do a thing to with senoritas who can sway.
listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Senate has sent President Biden a package of bills to avert a partial federal government shutdown at midnight tonight.
The yeas are 75, the nays are 22. The motion is agreed to.
A National Guard helicopter has crashed in Texas near the border with Mexico. One official says it appears two people are dead. United Airlines flight made an emergency landing at Los Angeles International Airport in past hours after reports of a complete hydraulic failure that would mean the systems the cockpit crew uses to control the airplane. Warming up a rally in the Philadelphia suburb Wallingford for her husband, First Lady Jill Biden.
As if our democracy is on the line, because it is. We must reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
The Republican National Committee has voted to install Donald Trump's handpicked leadership team. Wall Street major indexes closed lower. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to fire two more of Governor Evers' appointees. A state Senate committee Friday recommended John Miller and Dana Wachs be removed from the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The Senate meets next week. The body has fired or rejected well over a dozen of the Democratic governor's appointees. People who fell into bad eating habits during the pandemic are trying to do better. Registered dietitian Bailey Holmquist recommends cutting out processed proteins.
I tell my patients, do what you're able to, but if we can get good grass-fed meat, pasture-raised eggs, wild-caught fish, so that we get the most nutrients out of those animals.
Holmquist says beans and peanut butter are good alternatives that cost less and are easier to find. March is National Nutrition Month. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear sky tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back and a little warmer. Highs near 45. Near 50 degrees with sunshine for Sunday. The warm-up continues through the early and mid part of next week as high temperatures warm to the mid and upper 60s. It's 39 right now.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Eagle, 1490 AM. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you always wanted to paint? Well, now's your chance as Link's Tome of Adventures in Chippewa Falls is hosting a painting workshop. The best part? All skill levels are invited. Unleash your inner artist on Thursday, March 14th from 3 to 7. All supplies are provided too. The first day of spring is right around the corner, March 19th. And if it has you thinking about your garden, you may want to learn how and why to grow organic vegetables. Sunbow Farm on Langdale Road in Eau Claire is hosting special classes every Wednesday through the end of the month. Find more information at sunbowfarm.com. If you're more into gazing at the stars, the planetarium inside Phillips Science Hall at UW Eau Claire is open to the public March 14th starting at 7. Learn more about the night sky and ask your questions too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Soaring from high above Riverside Park and Granddad's Bluff, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Paparico says he is hanging with Barbie. Barbie was the one that got snow. No, Barbie is up for Best Picture, though. But the director and lead actress both received snubs. Or both were snubbed, I should say. Robert, are you following the Oscars at all?
Not real closely, no.
Okay.
I'm not in the running this year, so, you know.
Well, not with that attitude. So let's get back to some independent film. I think I'm very excited for your screening. You said you shot in Wisconsin, in and around Madison.
Yes.
What were some of the great things about that? And what were some of the challenges regarding shooting so locally there?
Oh, well, the great thing is Madison is really creative friendly. I was surprised at the number of places that you ask them and they'd go, yeah, it's okay. You can shoot here. There's a bar in Fitchburg called Funk's Pub, and we got to shoot there. Copa. It's a community art place in Fitchburg, and they rented us a 250 by 250 foot square room that we built sets in. And so that was nice. Wow. The challenge is, well, one time we were shooting outdoors and we heard gunshots.
And they weren't from your own shooting.
No. Well, we were near 151 and, I don't know guns at all, but we had a Marine with us and his head pops up. He goes, that was a gunshot. Oh, okay. That's good.
You get those actors out there with their pretend guns and see if they could protect you guys. That had to be kind of scary. What did you find out what was happening?
No, it was a ways off. It was nowhere near us.
Okay.
If it had been real, we would have been gone.
Right.
It would have been close. Yeah.
So did you say you're from Madison and that's where why you have these contacts there?
Well, don't hold this against me. I'm originally from Illinois, but I've been living up here now for like almost 30 years. And I built up kind of a lot of contacts around here.
That's interesting. I shot a film about 20 years ago in Northeast Wisconsin here. And the next thing I want to ask you about is incentives. There were no incentives at the time, but the amount of favors we got, I think one of the producers equated it to like a financial value of like $100,000 in favors. Now, I know your budget was only 20 grand, but did you get a lot of local favors? Did you, use your connections? And how much did that enhance the value of your film, would you say?
Oh, I bet it doubled it.
Wow, nice. Just,
yeah. People are really giving around here. Very nice.
Yeah.
We got a sports car for free. The guy who plays the bounty hunter is supposed to drive a sports car, and I was racking my brain, how can we get a sports car? And it turns out the leading actor, her father, owns sports cars. He's Tony perfect. Stark. He's got all these sports cars, and he had a car he let us use.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff you can't put a price on, right? When you're trying to make it look, you're trying to enhance the value of the film. And that just goes such a long way. How was it hard to cast the film? Did you use mostly local actors? Did you have to fly anybody in?
It was mostly local. I did some. I dealt with some people out of Chicago, but it's such a haul that I didn't want to have like a full time one of the main actors be from Chicago. But we used a couple from Chicago. But yeah, by and large, 90% of the people are local.
That's really nice. What do you think about, like, they're trying to get incentives passed in Wisconsin? No, I was just going to say, do you have a feeling on that one way or the other? I would assume you're in favor of that as a filmmaker, but do you think it has a good chance? Do you know anything about it?
I've heard a little bit about it, and I know there was one for a while there. It ran for a time, and then it stopped.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't run for long. And I think it needs to be built in such a way that the state isn't losing money over it,
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. How much, like when it comes to making this film, how much pre-production did you, how much time did you have to spend doing pre-production?
A lot. I storyboarded everything out. We took care of costuming, and all that beforehand, because you don't want to be trying to do that while you're shooting.
Right.
It's going to slow things down. Yeah.
Totally. Who are your filmmaking influences, Robert?
Oh gosh. James Cameron, Sam Raimi, now Jon Favreau. That dude is just on fire anymore. Gosh. Yeah, I think those are like my big three right now. Oh, Joss Whedon. I know he's got a bad rep, but man, that dude can tell a story.
How about Jon Favreau? He does Swingers, a film he didn't even direct. He wrote it and starred in it. And the next thing you know, he's directing Elf. And I think, didn't he direct the Iron Mans too?
Yeah, he kind of jump-started the whole MCU thing. Yeah.
How do you explain that? How does a guy like that didn't go to film school, that wrote a fun comedy called Swingers about dudes that are young hanging out in LA, go from that to directing superhero movies?
Other than just massive talent and just never say die, just keep pushing. Because to hear them talk about the first Iron Man, they went into it without a script. And Robert Downey Jr. compared it to, oh, we're making a $200 million student movie here.
My guest is Robert Love. His film is A Time to Die. You can see it March 29th at the Overture Center in Madison. It's an independent film that Robert shot in and around Madison. And it says, I was reading in your press kit that Terry shared with me, all your actors were trained in martial arts before you shot this. That's pretty impressive for such a low-budget movie. Did that take up a lot of your budget? Were those favors? How long did that take?
Again, favors, like you said. Because we, our fight coordinator is also a martial arts instructor, Brandon Tracy. He's a great guy, and he did all this for free. He, for like 2 or 3 months, had the actors come in, and he went to Infinity Martial Arts. They have a studio. They have a bunch of studios, but they let us use their training space. And he would show the actors how to throw punches and how to throw kicks, and more importantly, how to fall down and not get hurt.
Right.
And we got some great fight scenes, especially with the lead actor, Christina Bryan. She has two really incredible long fights, and because she's a dancer, I think she remembers motions better than like regular people.
Yeah.
And she just knocked it out of the park.
That's great. Where's she from?
She's from Madison.
Okay. Oh, that's your leading actor, and you got her from right there in Madison?
Yeah. Well, and she was just out of the blue. I had never heard of her because I like to think I know a lot of the talent around here.
Yeah.
And she popped up saying, you know, hey, I'd be interested in auditioning. And so we ran an audition. We had the crew there, and we watched her do her thing. And, you know, I try not to give away too much of, you know, how wow, this is really working well. And
right.
So I walk her out. And, you know, I say, okay, we'll get back to you. And I walked back in. She said later that she heard everybody go, yeah, that's the one. So she knew.
That's great. So what are your favorite zombie type show? Like, are you a fan of The Walking Dead or The Last of Us? What are your favorite shows and movies in this genre?
Right now, The Walking Dead, the first couple seasons are just stellar.
Aren't they great?
You know?
Yeah.
Really, really good. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to catch the latest. Aren't there like two? There's one with Daryl, and then there's another one coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. There's one with Daryl where he's in a different country. I watched the first episode. It was okay. And then there's one with Negan and Maggie. They're in New York City. And then there's a new one with Andrew Lincoln. He's back as Rick Grimes with Michonne. And they're in, I think that one's called Those Who Live or something. So they're like three of them right now. Like, that franchise is incredible. And don't forget, it spawned another show that aired right after The Walking Dead called Talking Dead that had great ratings just And it was just people talking about the episode they just saw. It was insane.
Get out. I did not know that.
Yeah. So I just watched the one with Andrew Lincoln. I thought it was okay, but I wasn't crazy about The Last of Us on HBO. I just thought it was all right. I don't know. Didn't do much for me.
I like the game more than I like the show, but have you seen Zombieland?
No, I have not. And that is on my list. I hear it's great. Is that the one with Woody Harrelson?
Exactly. Yeah, really. The first one is really, really good.
Okay. Yeah, I got to check that out. I've heard of that from a lot of people. So is it hard for you? Like you say you work on all these video games. Is it hard to live in Madison and do that? Or is that something you can do in Madison, or do you have to travel?
I worked at Raven Software, which is a studio of Activision. And so everything was pretty much there. But then when it came time to direct, I'd get flown out to LA. So that was pretty much the extent of my travel.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. Wow, that's nice that you can live in Madison and do all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You worked out in LA, didn't you?
I did. I lived in LA for about 14 years. And, for what I did, though, I kind of had to be there. It wasn't like the kind of thing where I could live elsewhere. So some people have to live there, you know, and I didn't mind it. I really enjoyed my time out there. But I think to do what you do and live in Madison would be pretty cool, too. So,
well, to live in L.A., you need a bunch of money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do. And you have to be resourceful as well. The good thing about L.A. is there's a lot of free stuff to do. There's amazing hiking trails, the ocean. There's a lot you can do. There's a lot for kids to do. But yeah, if you want to live in the hills, you better have two paper routes. So what's next for you?
Well, oddly enough, I've already started out a new script, and it's a paranormal movie. That's a horror comedy. So.
Oh, very cool. Okay. I'm seeing a pattern develop here.
Well, I'd like to make this into a living, but right now I'm just focusing on A Time to Die. We have to do the premiere, and then we're going to get it out on like Amazon and Shudder and Tubi and, you know, all the different platforms.
You know what would be fun if you're up for this? I'm going to do my show from Madison March 18th. If you have a couple actors that want to come in and act out a scene for a few minutes, that could be really fun. And that would be getting closer to your screening. We could help promote it a little bit if you're up for something like that. So,
dude, I would love that. Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk a little closer to the date. That could be really fun. Are you going to go the festival route with this, Robert?
I'm going to do a couple. There's okay. like the Sawdust Festival up in Oshkosh. I'm going to try and get us into Chicago. There's a couple I want to see.
Very cool. Well, I wish you luck, buddy. This is, it takes a lot of blood and guts and sweat and tears to make an independent film. And I'm happy you came out of it in one piece. And I hope it was a great experience for you. And I hope the screening goes really well at the Overture Center on the 29th. Best of luck.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Anytime. Have a great night. Thanks, Robert.
You too. Bye.
All right. That's Robert Love, the director of A Time to Die. Which you can see at the Overture Center in Madison on March 29th. We have to give away these tickets, Conrad, that your dad won.
Yeah.
So they're burning a hole in our pockets. If you want tickets to the Green Bay Film Festival tomorrow, just send us a text, let us know, and we will leave the tickets for you. We'll let Nick and Caitlin know that you're coming. It's 4 free passes, and it sounds like a pretty cool thing. They've got food. They've got a lot of different films you can check out. I guess the theater sounds beautiful, and that could be really fun. Papa Rico says, The Walking Dead rocks. It is pretty good. And Breaking Bad taking a close second, but my personal favorite is Dexter. Papa Rico's got some dark tastes. But I kind of expect that from a guy who goes to the bathroom using his cat's litter box. Awesome stuff, Papa Rico. All right, we're going to put a bow on this coming up next. And we got a couple more clips. We'll talk about Sam Neill's flatulent son maybe again. I don't know. We'll figure something out, right, Conrad?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with more Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Dressed up like Elvis. Why am I wearing your class ring? Don't call your mother. Because no one partners in crime. Don't be a baby. Remember what you told me. Shut up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. Get up and shake.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running,